Okay, so good evening. Let's continue our conversation about Lifnei Iver, which will become much more intense over the next week or two. Effectively, what we have done so far is we presented one fundamental question as to whether the Isser of Lifnei Iver is effectively what we would call in Lomdus an Isser Prati, or is it an Isser Klali? Meaning to say, the way we were trying to formulate it is, if I am responsible for getting you to sin, does that mean that I get a portion of your sin? Alternatively, if I'm responsible for getting you to sin, we call that in Jewish Lifnei Iver, if I violate Lifnei Iver, is it not that I get a portion of your sin, but maybe I am violating a generalized Isser because I caused you to sin? Right? It's not, right? For example, right, we mentioned briefly, let's say I cause you to be Mechalal Shabbos or Mechalalat Shabbos. Do I become a Mechalal Shabbos? And if I'm a Mechalal Shabbos, so there are some halachic implications of that, right? Alternatively, we also mentioned in passing, let's say I cause you to violate the Isser of Avodah Zarah. Am I an Oved Avodah Zarah? In other words, is Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah, is that Yehareg Va'al Ya'avar? No? Michal?
Just a quick question. When we say you got a Chiluk Min Avera, right, is that means automatically the full exact punishment, like that would be the assumption?
Again, it's entirely possible that we could split the hair and say, oh, I get a portion of your Avera, but it's not the full-fledged Avera. But at the same time, in the context of the Yehorig Valyavars, where the halacha is that even Abizrayhu of the Avera is also Yehorig Valyavar, right? That famous Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Hey about the fellow who has like this unbelievable desire for a particular young woman, right? So the Gemara says, oh, well, maybe just stand behind the fence and talk to her. Maybe she should just stand undressed in front of him, etc. And the Gemara says, the simple meaning of the Gemara is that the whole thing is Yehareg Vayavar, no? So even though that's Abizrayhu of Arayos, we assume that's Yehareg Vayavar. B'chol Misrapim, Chutz Me'atzei Asheira, the simple meaning of that Gemara in Psachim is that Yehareg Valyavar, no? So, Abizrava of Arayis and Abizrayhu of Avodah Zarah is Yehareg Valyavar. Abizrayhu of Shvichus Domim is kind of an interesting question. Does it exist? So, there's a famous Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that a person who a person who insults his friend or his enemy or her friend or her enemy, right? And mal ben pnei chaveiro means that the red leaves your face and then it becomes white. So the Gemara says that if you're mal ben pnei chaveiro b'rabim, it's like you're shofech damim. Noach lo la'adam sheyapios atzmo lekivshon ha'esh val yalvin pnei chaveiro b'rabim. No? We learn that from Tamar. No? Lemi hachosemes, lemi hapsilem. She doesn't want to identify Yehuda. So Rabbeinu Yonah famously argues that that is really Yehareg Valyavar, no? And if you insult your friend, it's better to die if someone would give you a choice. Right? This is like unbelievable, no? This is like taking the lumdus of, and I got it to really seriously. But if someone tells you, you know what, either you insult your friend or I'm going to kill you, so the halacha is, you have to get killed. Kind of nuts, no? But that's what Rabbeinu Yonah assumes. Taisus and Sota writes on Daf Yud that Mal ben pnei chaver b'rabim is not genuinely Yehareg Valyavar. But the basic idea is, Taisus assumes that that statement is completely agadic. It's not halachic. But we're assuming that Abizrayhu of the Gimel Chamuros is also Yehareg Valyavar. And if you assume that Lifnei Iver means I get a portion of your Avera, so then Lifnei Iver would also be your Yehareg Valyavar. Liat has been extremely patient.
If that's true, then on the flip side, let's say you're lifting either for like an Issur Darabanan, does that mean that even though lifting either is still Raisa, you only get a chelek in a Darabanan? Like, how does that work?
So that's something that we'll have to discuss. You're already thinking like the Minchas Chenuch, which is great, but you're like two shiurim ahead of me. So, excellent point. If you want, over Shabbos, look at the Minchas Chenuch and Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, who discusses that, right? That's an interesting question, but conceptually, we're just presenting so far two possibilities. Hi, Shani. You had a question before? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I always thought that if you, like, cause someone to sin, then the whole Avera goes on...
On you.
On you instead of on them at all. And the same is the portion of it. So you both are sinners.
So I don't know... Again, I don't think you lose...
I mean, it makes sense that all the responsibility shouldn't go on one person. Like, you have to have some dogs. And this was also, like, tough.
But, I mean... I'm just trying to figure out which statement of Chazal you're interpreting to mean that the entire sin is attributed to you. I don't know.
No, it's like everyone says, like, oh, it's on my head if I was wrong, and then, like, that person, it could have been...
Right, that's correct, but, you know, we have to really try to develop it in a purely halachic way. That's what we're trying to do with Lifnei Iver. The real question of Lifnei Iver is, if I cause you to sin, to what extent is it my sin? That's exactly what we'll be discussing. Okay, so this was the general question that we developed last week. Just to, or Monday, whenever it was. Now, just to take it a step further, and then we'll begin to move into a new topic, the Rishonim who count the mitzvos, Sefer HaChinuch, Rambam, etc., they have different expressions about the nature of the Isser of Lifnei Iver. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, at being a mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, and we'll spend time on the Chinuch writes, Shelo Lahachshiel Es Chavero. That's his expression. Now, how do we understand the Chinuch? Shelo Lahachshiel Es Chavero. That means that the Isser is not to cause you to sin, no? So, according to the Chinuch, if we go back to our question of the Yad Malachi, if I put something in front of you and you don't drink it, no? I give you the Eiver Min HaChai and you don't partake in it. Is that the Isser? Well, the Chinuch Rei, Shelo Lahach Shilas Chaveiro, the impression that you get is that the Isser is only if it actually becomes a Michshol. Other Rishonim, however, point out, and I think the Sefer HaMitzvos of Reb Sadia Gaon says it this way, Shelo Litein Michshol Lefnei Chaveiro. Correct? Now, that is taking the other possibility, and the way we were developing it, this question relates to whether I get a portion of your Aveira or not. Now, just one or two brief makoros on this question. Tonight I gave you a Ritva to look at on this Gemara. Did anyone get to the end of the Ritva on Vava Mebeis? Look at the Ritva, it's page Yud Aleph Yud Beis in the Ritva. Rabbi Yontov Ibn Ashbili. We assume he was Jewish, we also assume he had a beard. Those are the two assumptions. So take a look at the Ritva. You could try to look on with Liat for a second, or...
I love this one. That's brilliant. Sorry.
Okay, well, we'll actually read the very end of this Ritva. It's on page Yud Beis. It begins De'af Algav, but it should really be Ve'af Algav. The footnote points out, right? You see it? I think on page Yud Beis, Ve'af Algav. Okay, ve'af agav de b'mechira lo nachri o lahash il v'laseis lo midi de obid ba'aveira o tekrovis la'avodazare ikom yishom lifnei iver devar Torah. Right, so the Ritva begins that even though if I sell a goy, something that the goy will bring as an offering to avodazara, so that is the violation of lifnei iver min ha-Torah, mikom akom ein kan b'shvil kein yehareg v'al ya'avar. Right, like underline those words, no? The Ritva is saying, you don't have to actually underline it, but the point is the Ritva is saying right? That it's not Yehareg va'al yavar. Ve'af agav dekaim olon da'avod azor v'chol abizra afilo hanos atzmo Yehareg va'al yavar. Shani isu de lifne iver de lo miyached la avoda zara el alav kolel hu lechol ha isurin velo aminan yehorig va yaavar ela kishehu isur miyuchad la avoda zara vahainu hanohu tkoki udemankini. That's an akamara in Sanhedrin de moshlin lahu mishun da hanas asman shani kedi isa hasam bisanhedrin. So who wants to explain what the Ritva said? I just read the Hebrew. Who wants to try to take a stab at what it means? Talia?
Well, you said that lifnei iver isn't a specific avera that you're doing something that is over the zara. It's like a klal that applies to everything. So it's not, you can't be over it in one specific action.
Say it more precisely. The Ritva is saying that despite the fact that Abizraihu of Avodah Zorah is Yehareg Vayavar, but Lifnei Iver is not Yehareg Vayavar. Lifnei Iver, in theory, should be Abizraihu of Avodah Zorah, and it should be Yehareg Vayavar. But says the Ritva, it's not. Why? Because it's a, you were saying it before, it's a generalized Isser. It's an Isser Klali rather than an Isser Prati. We only say it's Yehareg Vayavar if it's an Isser that is miyuchad for Avodah Zarah. Now, you get the impression from the Ritva, which way in our question? Is Lifnei Iver that I get a portion of your Aveira? Or is Lifnei Iver not that I get a portion of your Aveira? Not. Does anyone want to take a stab the other way? Michal?
I mean, it sounds like you get a portion of the Avera, just the punishment is not, it's not Yehareg Vayavar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's
Tifarshi Yoter, yeah?
As in, like, it sounds like I am going to chiluk of your Avera, but it's not Yehareg Vayavar.
Exactly. I think the Ritva is kind of, he's talking exactly our language, but he's not saying it the way I'd want him to say it. If I would be the Ritva, I would write that Lifnei Iver does not mean I get a portion of your Avera. Right? And Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah does not make me any sort of Oved Avodah Zarah. I'm just a generalized person who makes someone else sin. But the Ritva does not really say it that way. He says it is a chelak of Avera, but still it's not Yehareg Vayavar. Right? I'm more inclined Michal's way than the other way, although I could not take a shvua de oraisa about what the Ritva says. We'd have to learn more of this Ritva to try to figure out Heshita. Shani.
I thought that he was saying that you do get a portion of their Avera, you just don't get the same Avera of the Isser. As in, Avodah Zarah is Yehareg Vayavar, and if you cause someone to do Avodah Zarah, you don't get that punishment, and you do get a piece of their punishment. Just not.
So I'm not sure what that means. If I get a...
Like, there's different kinds of punishments. So, like,
right.
This punishment is one thing, so you would get a punishment for causing them to sin. It's just not the same. Like, it's a degree lower.
So I'm getting the same Avera of Avodah Zarah.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
But you're getting a... Like, as in, if I cause someone to violate a Doraisa, so I'm not getting the same Isser of a Doraisa, but I still get a portion.
Whoa, but that's not true. In other words, Lifnei Iver tells me when I cause you to violate an Avera de Oraisa, I get an Avera de Oraisa. Right? That's exactly what Lifnei Iver is.
But I thought what he was saying is that you don't necessarily get the Avera that you're causing them to do, but that doesn't mean that you don't get an Avera at all causing them to do it.
I don't get the same Avera that they're causing to do. So that would be the first approach that we said in the Ritva, that maybe the Ritva is saying that Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is not really Avodah Zarah.
Right, but I think that it's also not separate in terms of like, oh, there's just a general Isser of Lifnei Iver. like the approach of saying there's a general iser of lifnei iver, that goes with the approach of you just need to put the sub in the block in front of them, they don't actually have to take it. But I think that what this is saying is that they actually do have
they to have to take it, but when they take it,
that's when you get the iser of lifnei iver.
I get the iser of lifnei iver, but the iser of lifnei iver is not.
It's only one in the nazir takes it.
Maybe. I mean, I'd have to try to develop more precisely what this middle ground would mean, right? You're saying that I get a portion of the Avera, but still it's not exactly the same as what you're doing. It would require a lot of fine work to try to determine exactly what the Ritva means. Maybe. Again, I'm not convinced one way or the other yet. I'm more inclined the way Michal presented it before.
I'm just confused in terms of how we're explaining an Isser Kali, because I had previously thought that Kali and Kratzi Yodzei, or whatever, are like parallel to Chilek versus separate.
That's what I...
But then it doesn't seem like the Ritva...
So the Ritva's term of Isser Kali here does not mean the same way we were using it before.
Okay.
Right? The Ritva's term of Isser Kwali is that I could violate Lifnei Iver on an Isser of Shabbos. I could violate Lifnei Iver on an Isser of a Nazir drinking wine. So it's an Isser Kolel. It's an Isser that applies to many different Lavin in the Torah. But it's right. It's an Isser Prati of Avodah Zarah, but because it's Kolel, many Isurim... Right? That's a very good point within the Ritva. Yes. Okay, ladies, let's go weiter. Right? Weiter is actually a Yiddish word. Some people picked up on that. It means to go further, right? Let's learn... I wanted to skip the Taisus on Amar Aleph for the time being, because I think that Tosfos connects more to the sugya of Lifnei Delifnei, which we'll have to focus on next week. But let's learn the Tosis on Amid Beis.
The Shach already gave it away.
The Tosis on Amid Aleph? Or the Tosis on Amid...
Well, the Shach
spoke in those terms, but we haven't really learned the sugya of Lifnei to Lifnei yet. We'll have to get there. And it will hopefully be fun. Okay. Oh, by the way, what does Rashi hold? Does Rashi hold that the Isser of Lifnei Iver is what we called Klali or what we called Prati? If I violate Lifnei Iver, do I get a chelik of your Avera or not? How? What did we want to say within Rashi? We had two diukim in Rashi last time we learned. One Rashi on Amud Aleph, one Rashi on Amud Beis. Right? Someone said they were going to try to put together a flow chart. And so we'll try to do it for you. Rashi on Amud Aleph said that God actually was matir the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Nonetheless, there's still Lifnei Iver because I'm causing them to get a punishment. So Lifnei Iver is a separate Isser. It's not a chiluk of your Avera, no? And L'cha'ora, that is consistent with the Rashi on Amud Beis. That Rashi says, Lo Yoshet Adam Kos Yayin L'Nozir Shema Yavol Ishtoso. Unlike Rashi on the Rif, who said, Im Yavol Ishtoso, Rashi over here says, Shema Yavol Ishtoso, because what Rashi is saying is that the Isser is giving you the item. And even if you don't end up drinking the wine, I still violate Lifnei Iver. No? As I state in Rashi, which Lucha Obra means that Rashi is assuming it's an Isser Klali. Good? So far, so good. Tosis. Minayin shlo yoshet adam kos yayin l'nazir. So Tosis writes, Nira dehu hadin b'cho she'ar isurin, ela hachi nokat kos yayin l'nazir, mishun de mistoma l'mishtika boilei, kevan de kuli al mechamer shasu, v'shem ha-shachach niziruso. Av yisur sh'oma hoshet li nevela o chazir o shum iser, ein l'choshto mil hoshet lo. So Tosis is bothered by Akasha. Why do we speak about giving wine to a nazir? That is not the most common avera that people violate. It's much more common that people will eat chazer, no? There are many people in the world, many more people in the world, who are forbidden to eat chazer, and there are people who are forbidden to drink wine because they're a nazir. I actually thought that I would never get a shiloh of naziris in my entire life. It turned out that some other rabbi in Washington Heights called me up one night, and he says, "Rabbi Schwartz, I'm not sure what to do. There's someone in my shul who decided that he's a Nazir, and when I call him up to the Torah, do I call him as Yamod so-and-so ben so-and-so ha-Nazir?" That was the shayla this other rabbi in Washington Heights was asking me. That was the only shayla he had. So he said, "One second, we got to unpackage this." The guy said he's a Nazir. He's like, "Yeah, yeah." I'm like, "You got to get him out of that really quick." He's like, "Why?" He's like, "He's going to violate." So again, the halacha is we have heter and nedarim, no? Yeah. Like hataras and nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah includes nazirus. You probably never focused on that line in hataras and nedarim, no? But nazirus is in there. Better get out of it, because it's not so likely that you won't violate the iser of, right? I was actually thinking about that. If you become a Nazir, are you allowed to drink grape-flavored Tylenol? So grape-flavor is not real. My proof is that it's kosher. If it would actually be grape-flavored, right? Tylenol is not going to have a mashgiach using kosher wine to make their grape flavor in Tylenol, right? I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, like
it knocks you out. It's good stuff. So, Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. I tend to go on, like, totally random things. I don't know if you've noticed. But it's my adult ADHD. It gets to me after a while. But Tosfos comments that how come we talk about not being Moshe the Kos Yayin lo Nazir? Why don't we speak about the more common case of not being Moshe to Nevela or Chazir to somebody? Right? If a Jew asks me for some Chazir, am I allowed to give the Jew Chazir? So what's the halacha according to Taisus? If a Jew asks you for Chazir, are you allowed to give the Jew Chazir? Yes! How do you know? Because Taisus says so. Right? Tos says, I'm allowed to give the Jew Chazir. Why? Because by Nazir, I assume that maybe the fellow forgot that he or she's a Nazir. But by Chazir, no one forgets that they're Jewish. No? So therefore, you can assume that the guy is asking you for some Chazir because, I don't know, he wants to do a science experiment with pig. He wants something else. Right, Nevela, he wants it for some other reason, so therefore, you're not allowed to give it. Aval, im yadualo, sherotza lo achlo, asur lo hoshetlo. If you know that the guy wants to eat it, you can't give it to him. Afilu hu shalo. What does Tysus mean with that line, afilu hu shalo?
But you get it either
way. The chazer eater. The chazer eater owns the chazer. I'm not giving my chazer to him. I'm giving his chazer to him. Zoktaisis, I'm giving her chazer to her, but I'm not allowed to do that. How do you know, says Taisis, midaka amar ilo yahivle shakole ihu. It says, if you don't give it to him, he would take it. What do you mean he's going to take it? You think he's a ganav? Think he's going to take someone else's stuff? The teretz is, no, it belongs to him. And still, Tosfos says, I'm not allowed to give it. Comma, period. So what Tosfos is saying is that I'm allowed to give chazer to a regular Jew, but if I know that the person likes chazer, I'm not allowed to give the chazer to the person. My father had an aunt. She passed away a few years ago. She was quite wealthy. She gave a lot of money to Yeshiva University. Very nice woman. Her favorite food was ham. She grew up in Warsaw. She went to Catholic school in Warsaw. Did not speak a word of Yiddish. Pre-war Warsaw. Not everyone in the Alta Haim was religious. You have to disabuse yourselves of that notion. My aunt's favorite food was chazer. She would say, "Go buy me ham." And my father didn't want to buy her ham. Would my father be allowed to buy her ham? No. Why? Because you know she's going to eat it. Right? And Taisa says, if you know she's going to eat it, you can't buy the ham for her. What? I say, don't chalos, I say, no. Because we don't say, I say, don't chalos, I say, the Gemara in Bava Metzia Lamed Beis says, in the context of, like, Hashavas Aveda, because it has to be Be'idna. At the same time I'm doing the assay, you do the lav, no? But in this case, the assay, listening to your aunt, I don't know if it's really an assay, anyway, is before the So with all of that, wouldn't that help? Yavam Mistafei also, same Gemara.
This spreads to all Isurim.
What?
Does this spread to all Isurim?
Lif Neighbor applies to all Isurim, yes.
Like,
right? Any Isur that someone I know they will violate, I cannot give them the Isur. By the way, the good thing about my aunt is she was going a little bit batty, and apparently my father figured out that she didn't know the difference between kosher corned beef and non-kosher ham. And if you'd buy her kosher corned beef, she'd say, you know, this is the best ham. Like, okay, thank you very much. So that you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to lie about these types of things.
What about feeding her in general, and what if she doesn't make a bracha? Is that
lifting? Look in Orachayim Simin. I forget if it's Kuf Samach Gim or Kuf Samach Tes. I'll give you the Maror Makomos on that. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, technically, I'm not allowed to give food to someone who won't make a bracha. We'll have to discuss that.
What is it, Kuf Samach?
I don't remember if it's Kuf Samach Gim or Kuf Samach Tes. I have to look it up again.
Wait, I have a question also.
Yeah.
In the Tosfos, on not being able to give chazer chiloder and eat it, is Tosfos saying this because he's working within the Havamina, as in, like, this is Chad Nara? Wouldn't that be Chad Nara?
Again, this is the halacha. Tosfos over here is, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah is a pusik, also.
But isn't it Chad Nara to give someone, to give
Chad? Whoa, wait, okay, right? Zak Taisis Ulafiza Asur Lahoshit Lamumrim Lavoda Zara Dvar Isur Afa Pisha Hushalahem Kiadava Yadua Sheyochluhu Vahu Neesar Lahem Diki Yisrael Gomor Hashvinanle Umari Bitkoi Bimokom Shelo Yuchau Likach Imlo Yoshitlo Ze Ukidamasik Dikoi Betray Ivri Nahara. Says Taisis, the only time I'm not allowed to give something to a person who I know will eat it, right, is when it is koi betray avri de nahara. Umairi, right, is going on what we said beforehand, which is the mumar, the Jew who is now professing a different religion. Right, the Rishonim use the term mumar and mashumet interchangeably. A Meshumet is a Jew who actually, let's say, converted to Catholicism. A Mumer, technically in Halacha, the Gemara Har Yosef Yud Aleph, and later on in Chafav, speaks about how a Mumer is somebody who consistently violates one Aveira. But the Rishonim use Mumer as a different expression of Meshumad. So Tosfos is saying, Lecha Ora, that the only time it is forbidden to give the item is when it is trei avad nahara, that the person could not get, the recipient could not get the item on her own. That's what Tosa says. Back to my aunt. Right? Okay, what Tosa is saying is that since the conclusion of our Gemara is that the Isra d'oraisa ivlufne iver is only when the Nazir is on this side of the river and I'm on that side of the river. And if I don't give the Nazir the cup of wine, the Nazir can't get it. So says Taisus, the only time I'm not allowed to give an item to this person who we know will eat it, like a mummer, the only time that is true is when it's trei avri d'nahara. So back to my aunt. Is it mutter to give her the ham?
When she says, give me the ham or I'll order it myself.
She's able to access the ham.
She could get it on her own, so it's probably chad avri d'nahara, right? There's this thing called Google Express, which is like one of God's great creations. And she could get it on her own. But is that true? Does it become chad avri d'nahara if I could buy it somewhere else? You see, in Tosfos, we're really speaking about an item that belongs to me that I could get on my own. If I have to buy it, is purchasing something and my ability to purchase something, is that enough to be considered chad avri d'nahara? That's not abundantly clear in Tosfos. Mark that point off as something that we will hold and discuss a little bit later. Did any of you see the Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Samach Beis? Okay, when you see the Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Samach Beis, I think I gave it on the Makoros, I don't remember anymore. What?
It was quoted by somebody.
It was?
It was quoted somewhere.
It was quoted in the Bir Hagra. Right? So, when you see that Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Samach Beis, that's going to be very important. Then we'll process that question in greater detail. Yes?
I just have a question. I mean, I feel like this is... obvious, I'll just clarify it. But in terms of, let's say, the chazir owner's chazir, right, or the mishalot, so when somebody's specifying at the end of trei nara, it's a case where it's my chazir, but like I wouldn't be able to.
I can't get it because it's on the other side of the river.
Okay. Even. So.
Even if it's my chazir, I can't give it. Certainly, if it's the giver's chazir, you can't give it, right? That's what Tosfos says. Okay, so far so good. The problem, of course, is that Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Gimel speaks about how in a case of Char Avra de Nahara, it is going to still be Osir Midrabanan. Right? Remember, the first Mishnah in Shabbos gives us all of these complicated cases of the Melacha of Hotza'ah. To violate Hotza'ah, I need... what's called an akira and a hanocha, no? You have to pick the item up. Let's say there's a rishus hayochid, I'm at home. I'm an ani, I'm a Rebbe in yeshiva, so by definition you're an ani, and you pick up the item, and then you hand it outside into the rishus harabim, no? So in certain cases, I hand it to the bala, well, the ani's outside and the bahabais is inside, right? Okay, so bahabais is inside, bahabais picks the item up, that's the akira. If the babais puts the item down, that's the hanacha. That's the real iser of hotza'ah. The babais is giving something from the inside of the house to the on the outside who's in the rishus harabim. Beautiful. Now, the Gemara in Daf Gimel said that in a case where the ani, where the babais picks up the item from inside the house, reaches his hand out to outside the house, and puts the item down in the ani's hand, so the ani is just a receiver, no? So in that case, the bal habayis is in violation, and the ani is pater, and the Gemara says pater aval mutter, no? Pater aval mutter. So Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. Why is it Pater umutter, l'cha'ora, it should still be aser midrabanan because it's lifnei iver. No, I'm causing you to sin. I'm causing the ani to do some avera.
Wasn't it the non-Jewish
ani intention? Zok Tosfos, even if the ani is non-Jewish.
So then they have
lifnei iver. Well, goyim have lifnei iver, that we know from our Gemara. Iver min achai to ben Noach.
Yeah, no, but they're for their own
spots. Oh, the ani would be in violation of lifnei iver for the Baal HaBayis. Correct, okay, I said it backwards.
How does it, if it's a non-Jewish ani, how does it not where you have the din of lifnei iver towards me?
Well, the goy.
The goy doesn't have an iser of causing
goy to
have
lifnei iver.
The goy doesn't have the iser of lifnei iver. The goy has an iser of aver menachai.
Right, but here.
So Zok Tosfos, even if the goy is a, even if the ani is a goy, that lifnei iver is not shayach. Nonetheless, there should still be an iser derabbanan.
On who?
Right? In other words, Tosfos proves from a Gemara that I can't give an item to a guy that the guy will carry out. So I should be. So how can we say that's considered putter umutter? That's Tosfos' question. because there should still be some sort of iser that I'm giving it to the ani, and the ani will end up carrying it out. The ani will end up doing called sa'a on my behalf. That's some sort of iser, like Amir al-Nakhi or whatever. What?
Is the issue Amir al-Aqam? Is that
what? Well, the Gemara in Daf Yud Tes Tosas quotes sound like some sort of Amir al-Aqam. Right? So, that I'm causing a guy to carry on Shabbos, and that's the iser. But basically, Tosas' question... The Jew... The guy is...
How
am I being looked at on myself?
Because you can't be... The iser is the Amir al-Aqam possibly, and that's the Jew doing, not the Ani. The Ani is just the recipient of that. So you can't say that there's still an iser d'rabanan for the Ani to accept it, because the Ani isn't causing...
In the case of the Bahabayis is Chayiv, and the Ani is Potter, so it's Mutter l'chatchila. Right, meaning that the ani is not doing anything; he's not doing akira or hanacha. So that case is mutar l'chatchila. So Tosis asks, why is that case mutar l'chatchila? That should still be an iser d'rabbanan, the iser d'rabbanan of some sort of amira l'nachri, maybe like he proves some yutes that when I give food to a guy and the guy will carry it out, that's some iser d'rabbanan. And if it's a Jew, it should be some iser d'rabbanan of lifnei iver that I'm. If the ani would be a Jew, right? Tosis is saying afilu. Even if the ani is a goy, there's an iser of some sort of amir l'nochi that the ani is going to carry, based on the Gemara Yotes. And if the ani is a Jew, it should be some sort of iser d'rabbanan of lifnei iver. So Tosis answers that we're talking about the ani being a goy, and the object belongs to a goy, and therefore there's no lifnei iver, because the goy doesn't have lifnei iver, right? The goy doesn't have any aveira, and I'm not responsible for the goy carrying, because it's the goy's object. That's what Tosis answers. So Tosis is bothered by a question that it sounds like it's mutter l'chatchila. Tosis asks, it should be lifnei iver. And Tosis answers, it really should be lifnei iver. However, we're talking about a goy, therefore there's no lifnei iver. There should be some other avera if you give it to a goy, some avera of amir l'nachri. Says Tosis, it's no amir l'nachri because it belongs to the goy. The object belongs to the goy. The Tosis Yeshanim on the side of the Tosis in Shabbos says, "Mikol makom le'iser Shabbos pater umutter," meaning there is an iser of lifnei iver, but the iser of lifnei iver is not an iser Shabbos. No. Now that Tosis Yeshanim is clearly taking a stand on the question that we've been addressing since our youth, whether lifnei iver is an iser kloli or an iser prati, right? So he says it's not an iser Shabbos, but it's an iser of lifnei iver, and Mesechah Shabbos is about Shabbos. That's what Tosis answers. The Tosis Yeshanim answers. But both the Tosis and the Tosis Yeshanim are assuming that there is an iser d'rabbanon, despite the fact that it's chad avra d'nahara. It's usur mid'rabbanon. Right? So, this is in machlokes, is a dispute with our Tosis, who assumes that by chad avra d'nahara, it's completely mutter. And the Ramah, in Simin Kuf Nun Aleph, the Ramah assumes that these two opinions in Tosfos are in fact disagreeing. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah is disagreeing with the Tosfos in Shabbos, and the Ramah has two opinions. Yesh Omrim, Hada asur limkar lahem devarim hashayochem la'avodasa. Hainu dafka im ein lahem achem ki yotzebo. O shelo yuchlu liknos b'makam acher. Avam yuchon liknos b'makam acher mutur limkar lahem kol davar. If they could get it somewhere else, you're allowed to sell it to them. V'yesh machmirin. There's some who machmir, that even though they could get it somewhere else, in other words, even though it's chad aver d'nahara, it still is usher to sell it to them. V'nahagu l'hokyo kisvara rishona, v'cho bal nefesh yachmir la'atzmo. No? The Rama writes, two opinions, apparently the machloikas, some say that it's heter gamor, if they could get it somewhere else. Others are machmir. The minhag is to be makel, but if you're religious, you should be machmir in this question. A bal nefesh should be religious. No? That's what Tosa says. That's what, excuse me, the Rambam says. Comes along the shach. By the way, who was the shach? When and where did he live? Shach lived 1621 to 1662. His name is Rabbi Shabtai HaKohen, or Shapsi HaKohen. Rappaport, probably. He was born in a little town called Amchislov, which is 20 kilometers out of Vilna. By age 17, the Shach was hired to be the Dayan in Vilna. The Shach lived 1621 to 1662. That means he lived for 41 years. Then he died. Usually after you live, you die. And the Shach was able to write a complete commentary on Yerideya and on Choshen Mishpat. He tells us that he wrote a commentary on Orach Chaim also. We don't have it. It got lost. The Shach was also the first major rabbinic figure we know in Vilna. The Shach quotes 9 million Sfarim. No one knows how the Shach got so many books. The Chidah writes in his book Shem HaGedolim that the Shach had a special Shem HaMetziah. He knew how to say a particular name of Hashem that enabled him to find books. That's what the Chidah writes. What did you say?
I wish we had that in the Sermon of Josh.
Yeah, that would be very helpful, no? I'd rather a big screen with a Bar Ilan. But I have a different theory about how the Shach had so many books. Not such a theory. There is a journal called Bikurei Ha'itim that came out in the 1840s, 1850s. And in the journal Bikurei Ha'itim, the Maskilim, who were into this stuff, noted that there was an exchange of letters between the Shach and some Catholic priest. And in the exchange of letters, the Shach is basically asking, "Dear Catholic priest, you are a really good person. Please get me this in this book." What's the pshat? I'll tell you the pshat. There was a university in Vilna that was founded in the 1620s. Now, universities had something called a library. This was the doctorate I planned on writing when I was thinking of getting a doctorate before I decided to learn Torah instead. But the doctorate I was thinking of writing was on the Shach, because I think the Shach is awesome. The Shach is like the coolest person ever. First Talmud Chacham that we know really in the Vilna. And I think the way he got so many books is because he had access to the pretty good library in the University of Vilna. That's my general theory in life. Now, the Shach over here argues on the Ramah. The Ramah says that there is no machlokas between, or blah, 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 blah. The Ramah says that there is a machlokas between the Taisis in Shabbos and the Taisis in Avodah Zarah. Says the Shach, there can't be a machlokas. Why not? Because the Shach argues that if you look at the Rosh in Shabbos and the Rosh in Avodah Zarah, the Rosh in Avodah Zarah sounds the same as the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, the Shach says. That would mean that there's no Isser at all if it's Chad Aver D'Nahara. But the Rosh in Shabbos sounds like it's Osir Midrabanan. And then he says that the main Talmud of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, also would have a contradiction. And one person cannot contradict himself. You see, Tosfos is not one person, no? Tosfos is a school. A school that lasted a couple of hundred years. So says the Shach, there's really no machlokas. Because the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah that says that there's no Isser, Tosfos is talking about a goy. or a mummer. And by a goy or a mummer, there's no issur drabanan of lifnei iver bechad avra denahara. But the Tosas in Shabbos is speaking about a Jew, and for a Jew, there is an issur drabanan bechad avra denahara. Tosas in Avodah Zarah is talking about a mummer. A mummer has the din of a goy, says the Shach, and therefore there's no issur drabanan. But Tosas in Shabbos is talking about a Jew, and for a Jew there is an issur drabanan. The Shach was pretty smart, no? Huh? You disagree with that?
No.
That's your liat.
Clearly, the Tosfot in Shabbos is talking about a nachri. He says afilo im nachri.
Whoa! No. The Shach is saying that the teretz of Tosfos is that we're talking about a goy. In the question, we're talking about a Jew and a goy. And when I talk about a Jew, I'm talking about a regular Jew, not a mummer. So the only reason why Tosfos is assuming that there's an issur drabanan of lifnei iver is on the Jew angle, right? For a goy, there's no lifnei iver, okay. Right? Tosfos is saying that for the goy, there's going to be an issur v'amira l'nachri to carry, but for the Jew, there's going to be a lifnei iver. And we're talking about a regular Jew. But Tosfos in Avodah Zarah is not talking about a regular Jew. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah is talking about a mummer, and for a mummer, there is no Isser Dirabonon. Hi, Shani.
Hi, I don't really know the halachos of a mummer, but if they consistently violate one of Eira, why are we considering them a guy? We should consider them a guy in that only of Eira.
So, again, what we mentioned is that the Rishonim over here are using the term mummer as like another form of Meshumah. A Meshumah is somebody who basically accepts a new religion. So if you are a Jew, but you say, I am now Christian, the assumption is that you'll violate everything. And says the Shach, the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah is only speaking about a Jew who is a practicing Christian. A biological Jew is a practicing Christian. Hi, Shach. Hi, Liat, yeah.
So then what does the line in Tosfos mean? That they have this, they have the same
status. Where's that line? You're reading in the Shach?
Tosfos in Avodah Zarah.
Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, yeah.
When he's talking about a mummer, he says that he has the same status or has the same Isser as a Yisrael.
So the Yisrael, that Jew, is not allowed to eat the chazer that I give him. Mm-hmm. So I treat him like a full Jew that he can't eat chazer, but, says the Shach, for purposes of lifnei iver, since he's a mummer, I treat him like a guy. Now you're beginning to get to the Dogomei Revava's question on the Shach, which we don't have time to really go into now because I'm going to have to run to make a shuttle. But the Dogomei Revava asks, Dogomei Revava, by the way, is the Node of Yehuda, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau. He's the chief rabbi in Prague. And the Dogomei, contemporary of the Gra, right? The Dogomei Revava asks, he says, one second, Shach, you're telling me that mummer has the halacha of a goy, but we have a principle, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Daled, Yisrael, Afal Pishachata Yisraelu. And what Liat is saying is that Tosfos himself, or theirselves, is referring to that principle, right, by saying that the mummer can't eat chazer, no? So, the Dogomer Rebbe asks, my dear beloved Shach, what the heck are you talking about? And that's a question that we'll have to deal with next time. Right? The coming attraction is, first of all, what's pshat in the Shach? Right? Well, how can we answer the Dogomei Revava's question that a mummer should be a full-fledged Jew? And if you are interested over Shabbos, try to read the Avni Nezer in Simen Kuf Tes and Simen Kuf Chaf Vav of Yerideya. The Avni Nezer develops a whole theory about mummer that may or may not help us to answer the Shach. And the Binyan Sion has a different approach to answer the contradiction in the Tosfos, between Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Tosfos in Shabbos, no? And the Binyanzin's approach is really, and he himself points this out, it's very similar to the beginning of the Ritva. We only read the last couple lines of the Ritva tonight, but the beginning of the Ritva is very similar to the Binyanzin. So, have a good Shabbos. Now, does anyone know if there's class next Wednesday? It's like Erev Yom Tov.
There's no class.
Wednesday is a Friday schedule. Okay, so we'll have Shir on Monday and not on Wednesday. Okay, thank you.